This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Our favorite digital marketer. This is our first show on Ihlanganani Midday Show for Digital Transformation.
And I am so happy. It's been
it's been a minute.
Every time when I skip a week, it feels like, oh my God, it's been so long ever since I've been here. But yeah, I'm very excited to be back. Yeah, man, it's an exciting week to be a South African.
It is.
We just won
champions
a World Cup for the second time in a row. Come on. No, in a row.
In a row. Oh, 2019 and now.
It's easy though. Nice. And we also just want to say, guys, to our matriculants, to our future digital experts, guys, please come down, study, pray, and then do not put so much pressure on yourselves.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself.
I remember when I was writing my first, I think, paper. I actually, it's very blurred, but I remember that I was very anxious.
Yeah.
Every time when I'm going to do something for the first time, I get
anxious.
Yeah, I get very anxious.
Okay.
But after I wrote that paper, my confidence was just so high. I was like, you know what? Let's go get it, boy. Let's go get it. And the funny thing is that no one at home trusted that I was going to pass the matric. And I told them, I told my dad that I'm going to get at least two distinctions. Mm. And he said, you will never. Because my matric here was just, you know.
Terrible. You went through a lot.
No, ngangihlupa, bruh. I was just being a teenager. Yeah. My dad went through a lot on that year. So let's not talk about that. Yeah, but I knew I was a very smart boy. I knew I was going to pass and I was going to get the distinctions. It's just that my dad wasn't trusting the process, you know? And then I wrote my first paper. I think it was English, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. And then me and my boys, we said, you know what? We're going to get this thing done. Come January, the results came out. I got my two distinctions. But the funny part is that when we were supposed to get the paper, my dad said he's not waking up to go to the garage, you know? He said we're going to wait until the morning. Lucky enough, my friend Andile and his dad woke up and went. And I said to him, please call me and tell me whether I'm there or not. And he called me and he said he doesn't see me. He said he doesn't see my numbers and everything. I was like, okay, But in my heart, I felt like, there's no way. I can't fail. There's no way. Until I went Ugebuga e statement when we went to school. On my way there, ngahlangana nengane iphethi paper. I'm like, guys, cela ningibukise. Bangithi ngiyabheka. I'm not there. Angiveli.
Yo.
I figure I was bouncing. I went back to uhambe moyeni. I couldn't even feel myself.
Sure.
That anxiety I had there was just too much. So masek pumi statement, how? I passed and I got my two distinctions.
Wow.
You know? And I was like, you know what? This is so much trauma, guys. Why are you doing this to me?
Wow.
Why are you doing this to me? And we had a bet with my dad that he had to give me money if I passed that much. And yeah. Here we are today.
A graduate and an entrepreneur.
Yes, yes. Wow. And I'm thinking of going back to school next year. Remember that we graduated in unfortunate times.
We need to go back to school.
I am. Yeah. Well, I've decided that next year I'm going back to school. Well, in my industry, you need to keep on learning anyways, So yeah, I'm going back to school next year. Yeah, so that year we're having the graduation ceremony. Obviously,
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so today we are talking about something that I am most certainly sure that with the population of the school, only 1% knows about it.
I'm part of that 1%.
You know it.
Not 1%. The 99% that don't know.
99.9%. Only 1%. It would be mostly people that are fascinated by tech.
That would know. Yes.
This is called deep tech.
Deep tech.
Yeah. This is the whole industry in the technology industry.
Yeah.
That is dedicated, mm-hmm. and they are basically the transformators of the technology. Wow. Because what deep tech means, it actually means that they are the ones that research and develop new innovations. When you talk of all these things that we've been talking about
on the show,
they are the ones that sit down and attack these problems and try to find solutions, right? Yeah. But in us talking about deep tech, I want to touch on something very imperative today. So there's a book that is called Deep Tech. You know, it explains the transformative, obviously, from the third industrial revolution to the fourth. So when you understand is that the decade between 2020 to 2030 is the most transformative decade that we'll ever have.
Technologically speaking,
the transformative level
will increase.
It's already happening as we are on 2023. So by 2030, imagine where we will be, right? So now I need you to remember this. The 2000s are evoked for maturing of the internet. That's when the internet was just being hyped up in the early 2000s, right?
True.
2010, that's when we had smartphones, you know, we started... to have smartphones.
Transition from just BlackBerry.
Yeah. And then 2020s are on a pace to be the decade that several technologies emerge from the lab and drive a period of disruption as great as the first industrial revolution. Some call it Industry 4.0. Or some of us say fourth industrial revolution. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, I need you to understand this. Whether you are a global leader, an entrepreneur, or an inquisitive technologist.
Yeah.
These technologies that I will name right now are going to disrupt the entire industries that we have. In this world, we've been talking about these things, but now I need you to understand in a deeper level what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
we have artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Yeah,
obviously, we know we've spoken about this. It's just for you guys to come on the exhibition and learn more about it. But we've spoken about it. There's extended reality, which is virtual reality and augmented reality. Right? And then we have Internet of Things, aka smart devices. We have autonomous vehicles, aka self-driving cars. We have this is one thing that people have been talking about, but they don't understand: cryptocurrencies, blockchain, and DLT. We haven't spoken about this.
We haven't.
Please remind me. We'll speak about
cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and blockchain. It's similar.
They go together.
It speaks about online or digital banking.
Okay.
Not in the form of having an app, but actually having money digitally, not having it as cash. Yeah, we're not talking about hard cash, but we're talking about digital coins.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
And then we have additive manufacturing, which is 3D printing. We spoke about it the other time. Then there's quantum computers. I don't think we've spoken about it. We'll speak about it as well.
Yeah.
Now, the real magic will come from anyone with creative ideas through something called combinatorial innovation. This is the essence of deep tech, or transforming mere technology by new and novel uses. So what do we mean about this? Before we go on and on and on and on and on. I said to you the other day, the new world that we're in right now, it's disrupting the way we work. People are going to work with computers in two ways. The job you'll have is whether you tell the computer what to do.
Yeah.
Or the computer tells you what to do. So now you need to choose.
Yeah.
Which way you want to be on?
Mm.
Or which side
are you want to be on?
You want to be on, mm-hmm. right? When we're talking about deep tech, I figure we're talking about companies that actually take years developing, failing, trying again. Because when they developing these things, their aim is to solve societal problems. It's not just small problems, but it's big problems. We're talking about food chain. We're talking about technology. We're talking about every industry that you can think of. There is a group of small guys or young guys, engineers, innovators, that are trying to solve big societal problems. So now, the challenge about big tech, or sorry, deep tech, is that it costs a lot of money. So that's why you'll never hear about them. Like, there's no other way you can just
hear about
hear about a guy who owns a deep tech startup. You know, it's very rare, especially in South Africa.
I'm literally like... Yeah, the entire time I'm literally like mind blown, because I'm like, I really have never. It's like a foreign concept.
Yeah. It's been there. Like, it's just that it's an, as I said, that it's an industry that only 1% of the population would know about, because we are talking about. So think about this. When they generated the artificial intelligence, it was never there before. But how long do you think it took them to actually discover that this is how this thing should work? You know?
Yeah.
So those are the deep tech companies. They sit down and research and develop disruptive technologies that will come and change the entire world. And the way we live at large.
Yeah.
You know? So the reason why I started by saying this decade of 2020 to 2030 is the most transformative one is because when actually these deep tech technologies came out, they came out all at once. You know? And they just made everyone go crazy. You know?
Yeah.
It was just so much going. It's just that, Tina, at the level that we're at right now, we can't see how disruptive this thing
is. It is, yeah. Because we're kind of like experiencing it now for the first time.
For the first time, you know?
And adjusting.
We don't know what happened behind when they were still creating these things. For instance, I know that you don't know Uguti, AI has been on your phone for more than maybe 5 years now, but you just didn't realize it was an AI. It's only now, because when deep tech companies create these tools, they don't create it for the end users. Like, it's not a customer based service or product. You know, it's a business to business. So you only see it when you're using your phone.
Yeah.
The fact that you can go on Google and then you type whatever that you're searching, and then Google can recommend for you after everything that you have been searching, or your social media, you've been searching this, what we call algorithm.
Yeah.
That is actually an AI.
That does that.
That does that.
Wow. Yes, I'm thinking about it now. Like, I've never actually seen it in that way. But now that you're telling me.
Yeah.
It is.
That's actually an AI working.
Yeah.
Right? When you are typing and there's a spelling check, that's actually an AI.
Autocorrect.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
But now the deep tech came in back and said, you know what? Let's take this and put it exactly to the end user. That's why now you have ChatGPT, you have all these other AIs. Now they are giving you the access to what they were using back in years.
Yeah.
They've done it. It's already done for them. They know how it works. They know how to control it. They know how they can make you live with it. Now they can give it to you.
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. But do you think, because you did mention, Uzi, for us, especially as South Africans and like students, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think Uguti, what do you think is going to be like our biggest challenge with adjusting to all these technological changes? Because you did say, Guti, from now until 2030, it's only going to get crazier. Yeah. And already we're mind blown by the whole AI thing.
Yeah.
When there's so much more. You always say, Guti, there's so much more. The AI thing is just like...
It's not even the iceberg.
You know,
yeah.
So what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for us? Especially like... as students, as early graduates,
it's adapting, man. It's the biggest challenge. That's why my goal is to push for the message to get to the lowest ground as it can.
Yeah.
You know, because
high school students.
Exactly.
Primary school students.
Yes. My biggest or our biggest challenge will be us falling behind.
Yeah.
That is the biggest challenge that we'll have as the country, as the society, and as the color people.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, man.
Because when you talk about these tech things, ask yourself this question, please. I don't want to be racial or whatever, but it's a fact.
Mm.
Why do you think these other races, they're not so packed in universities? Why?
Because they're being innovative and they're creating their own job.
Just ask yourself this question. Why every time when you are seeing Kutoito, you are fighting for education and this and this and this, they're not in the street?
Yeah.
Why? Which schools do they go to? You know? There's so much that we are falling behind on. It's so unfortunate that, yes, education was given to us and we are really, really grateful for that.
Yeah.
But now it's time for the system to change. These people are 10 years far away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, far away from us.
Yeah.
When it was time to study this studies that we're doing now, it was 20 years ago and they did it, their parents did it and they got over with it and they occupied that space, and now we are trying to chase their parents, but their parents are giving them a 10-year gap from us, you know. So my biggest fear is to fall behind, Afia. We need to try by all means to get this information to these kids. We need all the resources that we have to give them and try these things at the early stage. You always hear stories that in China, a six-year-old is busy with, you know, robotics and whatever and whatever and whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that they are
engineering.
There are schools that are really, really trying to be innovative. You know, I just heard from one of the ladies that I work with in the industry that there's a school when you go down to Palito, there's a school that is a full digital school. It's a public school, like, but it's a digitized school. They did it themselves.
Yeah.
They are just full of innovators. Full of innovators. Tomorrow, I was invited by a UK company.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called They invited me and some of the MUT students. They said I can bring because there's a partnership we have for the exhibition and the masterclass that we have. They said I can bring some of the students from MUT. So we picked 10 students. So we're going there tomorrow. They are going to be showcasing some of the products that have been developed by deep tech. So we're going to see something that is not commercialized as yet.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're going to go with some of the IT students?
Not necessarily. Okay. They just wanted students from MUT since they are coming to MUT for the exhibition.
Wow.
But also, there's a MOU that I'm planning to sign with them. They have to, I told them that they have to take at least about 25 students to go and just give them a full education on innovation and digitalization of things for 3 days. We are planning it for the end of November, somewhere around that time.
Yeah.
So I should sign the document sometime next week. So I am trying by all means. I cannot do everything.
Be biased, yeah.
You know, I cannot take the entire school, but I can take the portion.
Because it's so imperative, hey?
You know?
Sure.
It goes to show how...
We are very behind.
How these things... Yes, it goes to show how these things are impacting us in terms of our knowledge and what we are surrounding ourselves with.
Mm.
You know, because it's not supposed to be shocking to us that there's a new AI or there's a new technology coming. Yeah,
we're supposed to know.
You know, we're supposed to know, and we're supposed to be ready for it, and we're supposed to adapt to it while it's still emerging, not when it's at its peak.
Sure.
That it's the only time that we know about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's... there's a lot of technologies, especially the ones that I spoke of. In the next decade, one needs to make sure that they put themselves closer to those technologies.
Yeah.
Because the deep tech industry, I really could see in the next 2-3 years, depending on footy keeping new technologies.
Yeah, and we're still adapting.
You know,
too.
And you're still trying to adapt on the ones that were there 5 years ago. It's a hard one. It's a good thing that our Springboks did this for us, because, you know, when I was watching those guys, I can see how South Africans are fighters.
Yeah, we are.
Like, it resonated so much.
We're resilient like that.
You know, with my life, when I saw them fighting that much, bro, you could have seen me when I was watching the game. I was always on my feet, you know? Because I was like, come on, boys.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, I think honestly think this is my purpose. Like, I just want to make sure that I fight to at least have some percentage that I will transform myself, you know,
of people,
and then they transform
others
as well. That's how forward. Impact works.
Yeah.
So with the knowledge, the little knowledge that I have, and some of the I can say networks that I have, I will make sure that I try by all means to get this message through. But I'm just hoping that next year, as we are having this masterclass this year, I'm hoping that next year we actually get an approval to go across South Africa. At least next year we want to go across the KZN province, like get this message across.
Yeah.
And I'm just still trying to find like a good model for us to do this, you know, because I just want it to be my life and my purpose right now. Yeah.
I think it is.
So yeah, I if you're listening, guys, please just go and find out about deep tech. Well, it's just basically all the technologies that we've been talking about, that we'll still be talking about. It just came into my mind that I just need to talk about this, you know?
Yeah.
I need to let people know that how am I actually getting this information. You know? It's just being fascinated about this all new technologies that are coming. I asked myself, like, where are these people coming from? How come there's nothing from South Africa from these things?
Yeah.
You know, you find Singapore, you find Malaysia, you find US, you find Arabians, but you never find any African company.
Yeah.
I hope we'll be the first.
We'll be the first. We hope.
I'll take any questions that you have.
Ah, man, because of time, I'll just say that I'll save whatever question I might have had for later. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Sabelo. I continue to learn a lot, and I'm super excited for the masterclass as well.
Yeah. I am as well.
I'm super excited.
You know me. I'm super excited. I'm anxious, man, but I'm
excited.
I'm happy at the same time. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it is your purpose. It is definitely your life's purpose. And we also have to take it upon ourselves, like you keep saying, to just
get out there.
Yeah, get out there and find out more information. Mm. Yeah, well, so thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.